and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast. This week I have for you folk music, and more folk music.
Well, that seems like an eclectic mix. this week I have for you World Book Night, a Japanese pop-up restaurant, and self-driving cars.
Fabulous. So, as ever, a huge range of stuff happening across Oxford, and we've brought you a pick of it for your delight. Today, as you probably know, is St George's Day!
Hooray!
Woohoo! We share St George as our patron saint with other countries, so it's not just us who are going to be celebrating today. It's also the patron saint of Georgia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Greece, India, Russia, Syria, and Rio de Janeiro. He was a 3rd century Palestinian Roman soldier, apparently, who killed a dragon, possibly a crocodile. And in celebration of the fact that he killed a dragon, there's going to be an English session at the White Rabbit tonight, so folk music session. It's the people who run the Mongrel English session at the ISIS once a month, but this time it's going to be at the White Rabbit instead of the ISIS, and it's going to be at about 8 o'clock tonight, and you can go along and hear some proper old bouncy English tunes to celebrate St George's Day.
Excellent. If you have enjoyed that and then want to go to something super cultural, you could go to see This May Hurt a Bit, and that's at the Oxford Playhouse from Tuesday until Saturday. Its opening monologue is almost a verbatim reading of a speech given to the House of Commons by Aneurin Bevan in 1948. The play is clearly a call to arms to the protection and perhaps a retaining of the NHS. So there are lots of political messages in this play, sort of woven in the stories of the characters. If you want to go and see something which is a modern, hard-hitting commentary on the state of our health service, sounds like this play by Outer Joint Theatre, which is Max Stafford Clark's company, would be very interesting. And that's £11 to £26. And it's on from Tuesday until Saturday.
Sounds very interesting indeed.
Also, we have come up this week World Book Night, which is an annual celebration of reading books, and it's designed to encourage people who, for whatever reason, don't read to become confident and enthusiastic readers. It's run by the Reading Agency, which is an independent charity whose mission is to give everyone an equal chance in life and in reading by encouraging them to become confident and enthusiastic readers. And it also involves lots of people giving away hundreds of thousands of books to the charity, who presumably coordinate and then distribute and encourage people to read them. Now, that's happening at Blackwell's, and it's free, and it's on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Also attending will be the authors Jean Campbell, Sarah Henshaw, and Robert Lipscomb.
That sounds wonderful. In Chipping Norton, there's another celebration of books happening. Thursday to Sunday is the Chipping Norton Literary Festival, and it's like any other literary festival, it's an opportunity to talk about anything in the entire world. It's amazing. There's lots of talks about writing and about books, but also about geopolitics, about cookery, about the whole of humanity as can be encapsulated in literature. So if you want to hear people like John Lloyd, who invented QI and wrote The Meaning of Life, very good man. Or if you want to hear a talk about The Brief History of Swearing by Melissa Moore, Joanna Trollope and Emma Bridgewater are talking too. Claudia Roden is being interviewed, the wonderful chef. Loads and loads of stuff happening all over Chippy in various venues. See the website for details. That's Thursday to Sunday.
That does sound like an eclectic mix. Perhaps if you went to Chipping Norton Literary Festival and got your fill of highbrow, you might want to try something a little more outlandish.
A little less brow.
Well,
lower brow.
Certainly a little lower of certain things. Coming to the new theatre on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. are the UK's top male glamour show, The Dream Boys.
Wow.
Who will bring music, magic, muscle and mayhem. Although I suspect some of the mayhem may be coming from the audience.
it's quite possible.
£26.40 buys you a ticket. Probably want to go with friends, I would think.
Yes. More muscle than you can shake a stick at.
There is an extraordinary set of pictures which demonstrate the full muscled mayhem that will attend your every moment there. That could be interesting.
And their press pictures taken at the Big Bang restaurant are on Twitter for you to view and make your mind up a bit.
Yeah, cool. So that could be fun.
In complete contrast to a load of muscled men in G-strings, is that what they're called?
I don't know with men. I'm not sure if they even wear them. In progressively fewer number of strings.
In contrast to muscled men parading their wares for all to see, there's going to be a very small, intimate gig at the Maison Française of two fantastic young folk players, Hannah James and Sam Sweeney. You probably know Sam Sweeney from his playing with Bellahead, and he's been nominated twice for Musician of the Year in the BBC Folk Awards. And Hannah, you may know from a band called Lady Masery. They're fantastic players, really, really accomplished technicians, and they have that perfect balance of respecting the tradition and also Defying Convention. So you get a lot of their personality. They're really lovely players, and they'll be at the Maison Française on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. and tickets £10.
That does sound interesting. The Maison Française, I think, is run by the Alliance Française, which is a kind of French outpost in Oxford. And so there were lots of other events, including French teaching. So if you are interested in anything French, probably a trip to the Maison Française would be a good in to a whole series of French culture you may or may not know is going on in Oxford
all
the time.
Yes, very definitely. And also, if you're interested in learning other languages, you can check out Daily Info's tuition section, and there's offers of tuition in pretty much any language you could think of. And on Friday at the North Wall, a little bit more folk music, but this time in the context of a theatre production about the Tolpuddle Martyrs. John Kirkpatrick has written the music for this production, and it's called We Will Be Free, and it's on Friday at 8 p.m. at the North Wall. And it's about the Tolpuddle Martyrs, the bunch of Dorset farm workers who were protesting against the wage cuts. And so they put together a trade union. And they couldn't be prosecuted by the government, who really didn't like this idea, on grounds of forming a trade union, because that was legal. So instead, they transported them on a charge of swearing a secret oath.
Which is illegal.
Mm-hmm,
or
apparently
was.
So. Apparently right. So, in 1834, or whenever it was.
An anti-sedition law.
Mm-hmm, yes. It's an interesting thing to see battle between the unions and the government at that point, and one could possibly draw some parallels.
And was it a very early trades union? I mean, was it one of the earliest examples of that kind of activity?
It was an early trade union, certainly, right back in the early 1800s.
So probably the same kind of time when mill workers were destroying mills, potentially, and so perhaps they were quite keen to stop that. Poor Tolpuddle Martyrs. Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty harsh.
Seeing a machine take your job can't be a nice experience. So, yes, if you're interested in fantastic theatre music by a renowned folk musician for a story which will stir the reddest of hearts, then you can go to the North Wall on Friday.
That sounds really cool. Also on Friday, there is La Chiva Gantiva, and they are a Latin jazz funk ensemble.
Wicked.
The story of La Chiva Gantiva begins in Belgium, in Brussels. Three young Colombian students start to play percussion together, so it sounds very sort of Sambri and Latin. Driven by a desire to assert their roots, they began to blend Afro-Colombian rhythms with other styles of music they loved. Rock, Afrobeat, funk, presumably hence their Latin jazz funk ensemble tagline. They were soon joined by four other musicians, two more Belgians, a Frenchman and a Vietnamese, and they started performing all around the world, and their exciting, explosive show has conquered media and public alike. So that sounds like it's going to be quite fun and loud and probably quite active. It's at the O2 Academy on the Cowley Road at 7:30 on Friday. And it's only £15, which for a big gig at the O2 is not bad. So
yeah.
I reckon that's a good one to go along for.
It sounds like you'll get your dancing money's worth, certainly.
Yes, you'll probably also, I should imagine that people, it's the sort of music where people just dance anyway. I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure they'll be encouraged by the band, but you probably won't need to. If anyone's ever heard sort of Soul Samba and the other wonderful open street bands that go up and down the Cowley Road, it's always nice seeing the sort of extended troupe that follows them. It's a great, good feeling music.
In complete contrast, in that wonderful tradition that Oxford has of having such different things happening at the same time, on Friday and Saturday at the New Theatre, there will be showings of Verdi operas. The first is Nabucco and the second is Aida. And they're productions by Ellen Kent, who is a renowned opera producer. And these are going to be stunning, absolutely epic productions. So the Nabucco is the story of the Hebrew exile forced by the Babylonian king into slavery and exile. And Aida is the story of an Ethiopian slave girl who falls in love with the Egyptian hero Ramesses. And it's a doomed love affair, doomed from the start. But both stories of intense emotion, wonderful, wonderful sets, magnificent sets and costumes and lighting. And Aida even has a wall of fire. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
So excellent. If you want to be absolutely blown away by stunning opera with ballet sequences and the most amazing visual thing you'll find, I think, this weekend in Oxford, then go to the New Theatre on Friday or Saturday. Both performances are 7:30, and tickets range from £15 to £39.50.
So that sounds like it's pretty dramatic opera. It's like opera in the greatest tradition of showmanship and dramatic theatre.
Yes.
That does sound good. It should be good music too. So coming up on Friday, we have a Cowley Road Carnival fundraiser. It's at the UPP, the Ultimate Pitch Palace. Residents of East Oxford will if they've been here for any length of time, hopefully remember the Calley Road Carnival, which was continuous for about 10 years during a whole programme of renovating the Calley Road and regenerating. It was part of a kind of whole aim to do that. And there was a couple of years when it was off and everyone was very sad, and we've had a couple of kind of mini versions of it, which was promising, but there is a strong suggestion that there will be another one. So go along with the fundraiser, because I just think they probably need quite a lot of money. This fundraiser is a screening of Black Orpheus. Now, Black Orpheus is a film made in 1959 in Brazil by French director Marcel Camus. It's based on an adaptation of a Greek legend of Orpheus and Eurydice, which is set in the modern context of a favela in the Rio de Janeiro carnival season. Now, this film is particularly renowned for its soundtrack by two Brazilians, and this screening will also have music from the illustrious Sambistas. Now, I don't know whether the music is going to be replaced, or whether they're going to do intros and outros, perhaps for bits of the film which don't have music to which they're going to add it, but it sounds like the music should be very good. So do go along to that at the UPP at 7 p.m. on the Calley Road.
If these events sound exciting, then you'll be glad to hear that there are hundreds more on Daily Info, on dailyinfo.co.uk. So that's events in cinemas and theatres and ballet, there's opera, there's classes all over the place, tuition in art, in dance, in all kinds of stuff, as well as job listings, housing listings. We can satisfy your every need.
That's the plan. You can buy a bike too. Coming up, there's also a folk weekend.
There is indeed. Oxford's folk weekend promises to be probably the best one yet. So we can welcome Kat Kelly, the fantastic director of Folk Weekend Oxford. Hello.
Thank you. Hi.
If you had advice for someone who'd never taken part in any folk music at all, where would you say they should start?
I reckon a good place to start would be the free stuff that we've going on around town. So in the old fire station gallery, mm-hmm. we've got a whole stage there which is completely free. And actually it's all Oxford performers, or Oxfordshire performers as well. So you can go and kind of get a feel for what sort of music is on, and then have a look in the programme, and you'll be able to read all about the different artists that are playing everywhere else, and then see what sort of thing you might like to try.
Brilliant.
You can buy a ticket for events individually, so you don't have to just buy a ticket for the whole weekend. You can kind of pick and choose what you'd like to go to.
Wonderful. So you can dip your toes in and see how it feels.
Absolutely. Perfect. Yeah.
It looks spectacular. It's all over the city. It's 3 days of stuff from Friday evening right to just late on Sunday night. As long as people want to be playing, there will be tunes in the Half Moon right the way through. It's a whole weekend of workshops and sessions and gigs and ceilidhs and dances and all kinds of fantastic things. You're guaranteed to see the streets packed with people carrying instrument cases and wearing huge grins, and you'll hear the jingle of Morris bells from around every corner. And the full programme is on the website, so go and have a look. There are artists including the patron of the festival, Jackie Oates, locals James Bell, Steph West, the fantastic duo Ohuli and Tido, Megan Henwood, who's won a folk award, Telling the Bees, fantastic band, Telling the Bees, local band, all kinds of brilliant things, including a Euro dance. You can come and dance French folk music, you can learn to dance the maypole, you can sing your heart out, play the fiddle until your feet fall off. It'll be fantastic.
If all these events have made you hungry, you might want to go to a Japanese cookery class. There is a pop-up Japanese cookery class happening on Saturday in the East Oxford Community Centre. It's run by, now I will probably pronounce this wrong, so apologies to them before I do it, Daidokoro Japanese Cooking. Daidokoro means kitchen or hearth in Japanese, and it's Daidokoro's cooking's mission to bring the wonder of Japanese cuisine to your kitchen. It's made up of a husband and wife team, Ryota and Catherine Kudo. Ryota is from Amori in northern Japan, and he's been cooking for most of his life. His mum owned a Japanese pub, which sounds really interesting. I don't know what that would be like, but it sounds pretty cool. I'm getting visions of beautiful chopsticks and perhaps sake all over the place. Mm-hmm. And his dad owned a restaurant specialising in, again, apologies for the pronunciation, okonomiyaki, which are savoury pancakes cooked to the individual customer's requirements, which does sound pretty good.
That sounds marvellous.
And their intention is to make dishes which can be created with ingredients that are easily found and reasonably priced within Oxford, mm-hmm. and using equipment that you probably already have in your kitchen. So it sounds quite practical and pragmatic that way. The class is 2 hours and include 3 or 4 distinct dishes. All the recipes are easy to adapt for vegetarianism or any other dietary requirement, and each class has up to 6 cooking stations, so presumably it's a bit like MasterChef where you have your own little platforms. That sounds quite exciting, and you'll get one-to-one attention. The price is £30 for a station for one person, or £40 if you're a two-person team sharing the station, so that would be good for couples, I would think. And you will all receive the recipes from all the dishes you make, a Japanese gift to enjoy your dishes when you take home in the form of chopsticks, a chopstick rest, and a Japanese placemat. And they also do gift certificates, which I thought was a very canny move and a nice idea. I will remember that for future present requirements. So it looks really nice, really tasty.
It sounds fantastic.
And that's 2 to 4pm on Saturday at the East Oxford Community Centre.
It sounds like a really nice thing to do. I think there are some cuisines where I'd feel free to just experiment and get a book and see what happened. But with Japanese cuisine, it's so unfamiliar to my cooking style that I think I'd need a bit of help. Wonderful.
So it's Oxford United's last home game of the season, and they're playing Accrington Stanley. I think that sounds like a character for Wallace and Gromit, but I'm probably wrong.
So that would be unfair, one man against a whole team.
Especially made up Plasticine, which wouldn't go well. To tell us all about that, we have our sports correspondent.
Orla Brown!
Yeah, there's only two games left of the season in League Two, and Oxford are still fighting for some playoff places. They might be able to possibly sneak a bit of promotion this year. It's an absolute must-win match. Starts at 3 o'clock at the Kassam Stadium on Saturday. Everyone should go along and support the Yellows. Tickets are £17 in advance and £19.50 on the door.
Brilliant. So it'll be a day of heightened emotion. We'll see what comes out of it.
Yeah, they're still stuck in eighth at the moment, but hopefully they can pull out the bag this week and against Northampton for their last match of the season too.
Also coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we have the Oxford Book Fair. This is Oxford's venerable PBFA, Professional Book Fairs Association, book fair. Now, it's always great fun. I've been to a couple of these before. There's always a huge selection of books, eclectic, many ancient books, and often quite a lot of books. If you really like Raymond Chandler or a particular author who maybe is out of print or perhaps, you know, there are a lot of paperbacks around, I reckon you could get some good bulk deals as well. So it's, I don't think it's just the real collector of the antique book, but also for the man in the street wishing to feed his Chandler habit. And so this is going to be at Oxford Brookes University Saturday and Sunday, midday to 6pm, so a good long time each day to have a good browse. And there's always a cafe in it, and it's nice to be around that many books and people talking about books. It's great fun, and it's £2, so perhaps you could make sure you spend at least that much on books and you'll feel you've got your money's worth.
Between World Book Night tonight, the Literary Festival in Chipping Norton over the weekend, and the Book Fair, you can get your proper book fix on, can't you?
Yeah, there's nothing to stop you starting to read or buying all the books in the world, or at least all those in Oxford, if you had enough money. I think that would be quite hard.
I think that would be impossible. At the New Theatre on Sunday, you get your chance to see local celebrities don their sequins in the name of charity for Strictly Oxford.
That's that thing on the telly.
It is. So it's just like that thing on the telly where we get local celebrities dancing with professional dancers. And this time the professional dancers come from Step by Step Dance Studio in Oxford. They will be dancing their heart out in aid of Vale House, which is a charity which cares for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. So a fantastic cause and probably a lot of fun. Last year they did the same thing. The reviews were glowing. It just sounded like a really professional, really glitzy night out.
Sounds great fun. And so we have local celebrities. I wonder who.
Yeah. That's definitely part of the draw, finding out who is going
to
be.
It's a secret. We'd love to find out. That sounds great fun.
Yeah, that's on Sunday at 6:30, and the tickets are £11.90 to £42.90.
I wonder if the expensive ones mean you can go on stage.
That would be really cool.
Have to find out.
Maybe the local celebrities are actually you. You have to find out.
Now, you may or may not have heard on the news various talk about self-driving cars. Well, it's certainly becoming a reality. They've actually made some in America. Google and various other places have tested them. They're not legal sort of entirely on the road yet. They have to be in a sort of certain area, and it's all very carefully controlled. But the future does seem to be that your computer or your car's computer will take you home. So that reality is certainly dawning on us fast. There is the Keble Advanced Studies Centre annual lecture given this year by Professor Paul Newman, which is a great name. I really hope that maybe it's Paul Newman in a different... he's moved away from salad dressings and amazing films to become a really good robotics professor. But nonetheless, Professor Paul Newman will be giving a talk on modern robotics for modern transport, the self-driving car. So the idea behind this is that there will always be more robots, inevitably. As they get better at doing stuff, they tend to be more accurate than humans building. Your car is mostly made by robots, for example, and they'll do more for us. So they'll be driving, they'll be defending us, potentially drones and so forth, or attacking us, depending on which side of the line you fall. Farming, exploring, building, healing, managing, inspecting, surveying, and caring. So they might have kind of caring robots, which sounds like could be a good thing, or would it? That's the question. So we should be proud of our ingenuity, but we should be thoughtful of the consequences. You don't need any background in maths or science to attend this lecture. Please do come along with the intention to interrupt and ask questions, as Professor Newman says, it's always much better that way. So that sounds quite an interactive kind of talk, which is always good fun. And the refreshments, so go along only for that, nothing else.
Marvellous. It sounds like it'll be an evening of hot debate.
Should be, yeah.
Wonderful. On Monday, we have our Monday movie. This time we've picked a movie called Tracks, which is based on a true story about Robin Davidson's 1,700-mile journey across the Australian desert with her dog and four camels.
That sounds quite a long way to go.
A very long way to go. It took her 9 months. It's a story about human resilience and the harsh cruelty of nature. I'd be very interested to see how the Australian desert is portrayed. Such a huge and empty space. What a challenge for a filmmaker.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a really strong story and an incredible setting. That's showing at the Phoenix on Monday at 11:15, 1:45, 4:15 and 8:45 in the evening. So
no excuse.
No excuse at all.
You can definitely make one of them. Coming up at the North Wall, which is one of my personal favourite venues in Oxford, old swimming pool, as I've probably mentioned before, in St Edward's School, is Visible Music, Ballet in Small Spaces. Now, this promises to be an intimate and pleasurable evening of music and dance with top performers. Ballet, voice and classical musicians will explore the boundaries of sound versus stage. So these performers will be conjuring up forgotten pasts into present life through their unusual repertoire, such as the salon pieces of 18th century composer and viola da gamba virtuoso Carl Friedrich Abel, and they range in character from exuberant and playful to wistful and melancholic, which with a viola, and I believe a viola da gamba is a big viola?
It's a big viol, in fact. It's like a cello, but
I thought it might
strings.
Be, yes. Yes, I used to know a person who played the viol, a very loud instrument. And
it definitely has the capacity to be.
Yeah, and it's an ancient one. It's like a precursor of a lot of the modern stringed instruments.
Yes.
So I can imagine that could be very moving. And there'll also be Debussy, Dances, Oracle and Mystery, and that features two pianists, Julian Jacobson and Marika Brown, singer Jenny Miller and dancer Chiara Vinci, and that will be an evocative response to piano pieces, songs and the composer's little-known studies for the ballet Kdama, blurring the boundaries between performing disciplines to create a subtle but exhilarating narrative. So that sounds like it should be very interesting, and the North Wall is a lovely venue, so it's always really intimate, so you'll get something great out of it, even if you don't know anything about it before you go.
It sounds like a really interesting mix of music and dance, and music from lots of different times in history, so it's not a programme dictated by time, only by style. That's going to be very interesting stuff. And finally, we have one more thing for you, and it's also about dance, and it's something that runs every week, but I think it's worth telling you about, just in case you don't know. It's a swing dance class. It's a thing that you can just pop into. You don't need a partner. You can go as a complete beginner. And after the class, there's a social dance, so you get a chance to just practice and dance with loads of different people, which is definitely the best way to learn. So swing is Lindy Hop, it's Charleston, it's blues. It's becoming really popular at the moment. Really, really good fun. And you can wear your big skirts and see them swish. Loads of fun. Go along and try something new if you haven't tried it before. These classes are at the Mitre, and they're on Tuesdays, 7:30 to 11 p.m. £5 for the class and the social dance. Bargain. Definitely whole evening of entertainment and loads of new friends.
Sounds awesome. All of these events are listed on dailyinfo.co.uk, as well as every other event going on in Oxford. If you're holding an event, it's free to list it. Do please list them. And also, if you go to an event and you want to tell us and the people of Oxford what it was like, do submit a review. You can do that through Daily Info's website as well. We're also on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford. You can find us on Facebook, Daily Info Oxford on Facebook, or just visit us at dailyinfo.co.uk.